mean to be heading back to the AFC Championship game for the fifth straight time? What does it say about your team?
That's why we play. You know, it's not guaranteed. We come in every year, same goals. We work our butts off to try to get into the playoffs to give ourselves a chance. And, I mean, you guys saw it tonight. It wasn't pretty. It's not easy. So, to me, it means everything. You know, you put all this work in to, you know, get to the playoffs and try to get to the AFC Championship. And, you know, we're there now. Now it's about executing it and trying to move forward.
Yeah, but I was wondering your thoughts when you listened to Coach Belichick talk about the day-in, day-out commitment of the players and then kind of the lesson he learned about day-in, day-out professionalism from his old coach. Did you listen to that? And if you did, what were your thoughts when you heard all that?
Yeah, I mean, we hear it every day. You know, the same message, you know, that he just told you guys, he tells us all the time. You know, one of his, I guess, favorite phrases, there's no magical pill that you could take. And I think that says it all for us about coming in each day, putting in the work. And I think the exciting time about the playoffs is, you know, we're on a team that's a hardworking team with a coach like Bill who puts in a lot of work and demands a lot of us. You know, it's cool to see the playoffs where everybody, you know, amps it up a little bit more. You know, guys in here extra early, staying late. And, you know, I think you go all throughout the whole regular season thinking it's not possible. And then you watch guys just put in more and more work because we know how tough it is to win in the playoffs. You know, it's not easy. You got two very good football teams fighting their butts off just to come to work next week. And I think, you know, when you see tough games like this, you know, you see that hard work paying off.
For Bob right here.
Devin, what can you say about Patrick Chung and the pound-for-pound toughness that he brings to the field? Today, Travis Kelce, a guy who had 128 yards receiving last week, had a good game against the Patriots last year, pretty much held in check in large part because of Patrick. And one play that stands out is he makes the tackle by the shirt tail and drags him down and really did a great job on him in the second half especially.
I don't know many strong safeties, if any, better than him and playing better football than him right now. And I think he doesn't get the respect and, you know, the praise he deserves. You know, you go throughout the season going against some of the best tight ends in the NFL and then battling Gronk every day. You know, Chung goes out there and bows his butt off and usually doesn't give up many catches and yards to opposing tight ends. And I think, you know, you sum all that up and then talk about how much he helps us in the run game. You know, he's a big part of this defense and the reasons why we win. So he loves it, though. He loves when we come in and, you know, Bill stands up here and tells us how good, you know, opposing tight end is and what he's done, you know, to us last year, you know, Houston the week before and throughout the season. He takes that challenge and he plays with a chip on his shoulder. And you saw that tonight. But for him, it's been week in and week out, you know, just going out there and trying to dominate a matchup. And, you know, he played well tonight, you know, all over the field like usual and making plays.
Devin, the end of the season wasn't perfect. It wasn't great. Obviously, a few more losses and for good reason. We saw today most of the guys were back somewhat healthy, as we know. What's it like when this team is healthy? And what was it like to play with, quote-unquote, a full team?
Oh, I mean, it feels good. You know, I think it's a testament to everybody. You know, this whole team comes in, puts in a lot of work. Injured guys, healthy guys, you know, like Bill said, guys on the practice squad that are called up, guys that haven't played much. So, you know, obviously the end of the season didn't go the way we wanted, but, you know, I think it helped us overall getting some guys that didn't have a lot of experience out there, you know, making plays and stepping up. And, you know, we fell short a couple of times, but that paid off. And when you get in the playoffs where, you know, now the regular season doesn't matter. It's all about how well you play on a, you know, that night that you have to play out there against another good playoff team. So, I think, you know, this season and different things we went through have helped us, and, you know, we just got to use it and keep pushing forward.
Devin, I understand that Kansas City's offense doesn't make very many mistakes in terms of
turning the ball over. The significance obviously is huge with the fumble, but being able to turn that into 7 points, knowing that they probably weren't going to make offensive mistakes like that again, can you just kind of quantify that for us?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, we talk about it every week, you know, trying to get takeaways on defense, and like you said, we got two good defensive teams and you got two offenses that understand the value of taking care of the football. You know, we know if we could get a takeaway and get the ball back to our offense, it's going to get points on the board. And, you know, like usual, they did what they did, drove down the field and scored a touchdown. And, you know, that was really a big swing in the game, especially because defensively, you know, those long drives, you know, it was eating at us a little bit. So, You know, Chan or Rob, whoever got the ball out, you know, great job just hustling and getting to the ball. And I thought that was a big turning point for us.
Devin, do you guys watch tomorrow's game as a team? And do you have a preference? Would you rather have the home game or do you want another shot at Denver?
I'm just happy to be playing next week. You know, whoever we play, like Bill says, it'll be another good football team who has either won one playoff game or two playoff games now. They'll be hungry, they'll be excited, and they'll be just like us trying to move forward. So home, away, I mean, you guys saw the first round of playoffs, all away teams won, so it doesn't matter. You know, it's all about executing it and going out there and playing good football.
Anyone else for Devin?
Thank you.